Rhythms, and you just heard English hip-hop electronic whiz Roots Maneuver. Yeah, he's been on the scene for a while. He's got a new record called Bleeds, and that thing is a track called One Thing. Yeah, he's really close to the mic on that one, which is cool. And yeah, he recently relocated from grimy London to more of a relaxing place called Surrey. Not Surrey, BC, Surrey, England, the old Surrey. And he's kind of, people are saying, oh man, is he getting old? Is he going to give up the hip-hop game? He's into gardening now. But that album's still pretty grimy, you could say. So yeah, One Thing by Roots Maneuver. And before Roots, you heard Kaja Bonet out of L.A., some neo-soul for you, her new record, The Visitor, and the track there, Portraits of Tracy, lovely voice on Kaja. And before that, yeah, the last piece of music from Futuna, on our Wallace and Futuna extravaganza, that was Nuku Alofa with Laka Laka Mai La Kihe. So hope that warmed up your ears a little bit, a little trip to Polynesia. And hey, next we're gonna, you're gonna hear, it's actually not so far away from there, we're going to China, and this Canadian flautist extraordinaire named Ron Korb just put out a new album. So he is seemingly infatuated with China and the traditional instruments there as a flautist. Well, there's a wealth of flutes over there and beautiful instruments like the erhu, the Chinese violin, the pipa, the guzheng, the yangqin. So he's got a lot of Chinese musicians on this new record called Asia Beauty. And each song has a little explanation. He's like a bit of a musicologist. He's trying to explain what's going on here. And I'm going to play a track here, a solo flute number called The Reed Cave. And a little explanation just to set the scene. In the Guangxi province of China, there is a beautiful limestone cave that has attracted visitors since before the Tang Dynasty. It is called the Reed Cave because of the reeds that grow nearby, which can be made into flutes. And Ron brought his Chinese flute and enjoyed the natural reverberation of the sound traveling down the colorful walls of the cave system. So here is Ron Korb on the Dadi flute, which is a bass version of a DZ flute. So nice soothing vibes here, recorded in China. Ron Korb on Wandering Rhythms.
Thank you. H2O. Send a message with fire smoldering across the lily pad. Stop from tears, the sweetest you ever had.
Our toothless green swamping is lurking. Come get your
por el suelo rocoso de una caverna inmensa y ancestral. Las paredes de esta gruta tienen formas muy raras y además están completamente pintadas con animales, animales. Es el zodíaco del hombre paleolítico, la negación del pensamiento monolítico. Constelaciones de mamuts y de bisontes, científicos desnudos mirando el horizonte. Sigo mi camino, voy explorando el terreno de esta cueva gigantesca. Estoy en el Pleistoceno. Lo que veo en este sueño despedaza mi memoria, refutando con violencia el concepto de prehistoria. El ritual del equinoccio se aproxima, es el momento en que la cueva se ilumina. Inmensas paredes de roca pintada, la bóveda celeste se halla aquí representada por el hombre de piedra. Ese fue y será tu mote. Hemos tocado la foto donde empuñas tu garrote. La prehistoria ya no existe, el libro se está escribiendo. Y adelante para atrás, iluminando milenios. Es el zodíaco del hombre paleolítico, la negación del pensamiento monolítico. Constelaciones de mamuts y de bisontes, científicos desnudos mirando el horizonte. El ritual del equinoccio se aproxima, es el momento que la cueva se ilumina. Inmensas paredes de roca pintada, la bóveda celeste se halla aquí representada por el hombre de piedra. Ese fue y será tu mote. Hemos tocado la foto donde empuñas tu garrote. La prehistoria ya no existe. libros está escribiendo de adelante para atrás, iluminando milenios. Y en las mandíbulas del tiempo crujen los días, crujen los días, y en la caverna de Lascaux suenan eternas tus melodías.
This is Wandering Rhythms. You just heard Axel Krager from Argentina. Very eccentric album, Ombra de Piedra, The Bigfoot. And that was the first track, the title track off the record. And before that, what did you hear? Hiatus Coyote out of Melbourne, Australia. Great music scene down there. A track called Swamp Thing from their brand new record. And before that, Ron Korb with The Reed Cave, a solo flute piece. And well, the end of the program. Thanks for everybody for listening to joining me on the trips to Wallis and Futuna in the sea there in Polynesia. So thanks to all the Phoenicians and Uvaeans. I'm gonna play another track from the really cool new Data Plan record. Got in my hand, you can't even see it, but it's called The Madness Hides, and a track here called The History of Mirrors. Data Plan. Good day, good week, much love to all humanity.
The generation of the dream, where information is a stream, and if you're patient, you can feed it yourself. Shift to give yourself a little lift. Just pick a filter and reveal to yourself that being yourself is rigged. Thank you.
is clearer than I'm here to explain. You're the enemy, my friend.
Bird note. Deep in the forests of southern Mexico and Central America, the resplendent Quetzal is a sight to behold. And if you catch a glimpse of the bird's emerald green feathers, fiery red breast, and its striking blue tail that winds on and on up to three times the length of its body, you might even think you've seen a flying serpent. Which is probably why the Aztecs considered this bird a representation of Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent, one of the most worshipped gods across ancient Mesoamerica. Known as Kukulcan to the Mayans, the god was associated with creation and knowledge. But no matter how sacred, resplendent Quetzals are currently considered near threatened due to a declining population. Deforestation and illegal trade are the main threats to their survival. Quetzals hold an important role in their ecosystem. As they feast on fruits like avocados and wild aguacatillo, they scatter their seeds, playing a crucial part in forest regeneration. These majestic birds prefer cloud forests, building their nests in tree cavities. Both parents share the duties of incubating the eggs and raising their young. It takes two Quetzal parents to raise a bird this magnificent. For Bird Note, I'm Lucina Melesio.